Om. So we're going to try to accomplish today is exactly what we've been discussing. To try to get not only the body but the mind to a meditative state of complete calm, relaxation, and ease while the perception and awareness becomes expanded, even to the point that this expanded awareness starts to give us not only a glimpse, but actually a touch, and hopefully an embrace of that divine self. So we're going to do a preliminary practice of breath meditation, and then right at the end, we'll start to do the invocation and the proper way of intoning the sacred syllable Om, which is according to this, what's called Sanatana Dharma, or the eternal religion that began in India and then permeated throughout the whole world. It was the only Vedic mantra. There was never any other mantra in the early Rishi era. And so this is considered something that can be adopted by everyone because it has this specific effect that we're after. The ability to be calm, relaxed, and fully awake. So, we'll begin by getting the body into position. So what we want to do is now just sit upright, comfortable and relaxed, with your hands on your knees or your thighs, or resting one or on the other in your lap. And you can experiment and see which is most comfortable for you. And the idea is that we're getting the body into position. We're trying to give an expansive relaxation to the lungs. If you have your hands in your lap, notice the freedom of movement in your lungs, and then shift your hands to your thighs or your knees and feel how that expands the lungs slightly, because the key to all of this is relaxation without any hindrance. So we want the lungs to feel completely at ease but fully open. Now, gently close your eyes and turn your eyes downward as if you're looking at the tip of your nose. Eyes closed with a slight downward angle as if you're looking at the space at the tip of your nose. Your mouth should be closed so that all breathing is done through the nose, for this aids in quieting the mind. Though your mouth is closed, the jaw muscles should be relaxed so the upper and lower teeth are not clenched or touching one another, but slightly parted. Be at rest and in a completely relaxed state. Now we want to get comfortable with the breath itself. Inhale and exhale slowly and deeply 3 or 4 times, feeling the inhaling and exhaling breath moving in and out through your nostrils. Just feel the movement of the breath. And do not follow the breath in your lungs and out, but just at that point where your eyes are slightly as if looking at the tip of your nose, notice the movement of air at that one singular place. Now try to make friends with the breath. Let it relax and become completely natural as you're focused completely on the singular point where the movement of the breath is noticed at the tip of your nose. Now notice if the breath is long or short. Just let it be as it will, but notice perhaps that the inhalation is shorter than the exhalation. This is completely fine. Just let it be at its natural length. Now become relaxed with this movement. Still staying focused at the very tip of your nose. Do not follow the air and inhalation into your body, and do not follow the exhalation as it comes from your lungs out through your nostrils, but just stay focused at the very tip of your nose. As you become completely relaxed with this movement, you'll notice that there is something behind the breath. This is the actual breather of the breath. This is the flow of energy that the breath is simply moving on. Now try thinking of this breath not as the air coming in and out of the lungs, but rather as that energy flow throughout the body, as the energy draws air in and out, as you stay focused on the very tip of your nose. Stay with the breath at the very tip of your nose. Just breathe naturally and easily, keeping your awareness at the point where you perceive the movement of this energy flow. And as you feel the breath and the energy behind it flowing in and out at the point at the tip of your nostrils. Now we will begin an exercise to gain complete control of this befriended energy now that is coursing within the actual breath itself. Now try to feel where that energy is flowing. And as you control it, try thinking of it flowing now not at the tip of your nostrils, but out of the back of your neck. Feel the breath now and the energy that supports it flowing in and out at the back of your neck. Now slowly shift the position of this in and out flowing energy and breath from the back of your neck to your feet and hands. Now you will feel your breath not coming in from your nostrils. Although oxidation is taking place there, you're shifting the energy perception to coming in and out from your feet and hands. Now slowly and easefully, bring the energy and this inner breath within your body and let it course through and relax along all of the nerves and blood vessels within your body. Feel this undulating energy of expansion and contraction within every cell and nerve of your body. And as it moves in and out, it causes relaxation, stillness, and complete awareness of every facet and physical aspect of your body. Literally, the cells, the nerves, and the blood vessels are now becoming completely awake and conscious in and of themselves in complete unity and conformity with your mind and spirit. Now feel this energy and breath movement settle in the very bones of your body and let it become one. Now think of this energy now starting to surface from within as it begins to come in and out every pore of your skin. And as you're trying to now bring this energy from the very core of your body out toward the pores of your skin, you might notice somewhere in the body where it is blocked. And now have the resolution within your mind to dissolve all of these blockages simply by breathing through them, breathing around them, or straight into them. Wherever your awareness is drawn to whatever place in your body, just breathe right through it and let this energy within completely soothe, calm, and awaken. It is important to remember that you are not following the in and out movement of your breath, but you are being now aware of the breath movement, which is, in a sense, riding within this energy flow which sustains all life and consciousness. Now focus on a body completely unblocked, aware, awake, and still. This stillness, or this still point, is the very seed and foundation of your consciousness, which resides in your heart. So feel completely at ease, awake, and consciously living from the core of your heart center, as it is in complete conformity and unity with every aspect of your mind and body. You are now living and breathing from the heart. Now feel that this place that we have arrived at, this still, calm, and aware point, is having a wonderful impact on the mind. For as the blockages and the places of sluggishness were removed, the mind has now become calmer, yet even calmer, as we reside within the center of the heart, where the very spirit of our divine presence resides. As the breath is calm and the body has been refreshed by feelings of ease and stillness, become ready to actually look at the mind itself. Do not leave the breath, though. Just simply adjust your attention slightly so that now you're watching the mind as it stays with the breath. And notice that this energy that we have been following throughout the body is now present and the motivating factor of the mind. And as we calm this energy and bring it to a still point, our mind follows to a still, restful place of calm awareness. This state we are now experiencing is what the Buddha described as right awareness. And within this state, we can now look at three areas as we try to bring the mind to its original state of joy, peace, and awakened divinity. The first is, notice now that you can gladden the mind when it needs to be gladdened by simply focusing on the energy that supports the mind, which has now been freed from all tension and restlessness. So simply gladden the mind with the thought of joy and gladness, staying focused on the breath and just feeling the energy within as joyful. Now, as distractions occur, the second area that the Buddha recommends is to steady the mind. Just slowly, as you're watching the breath at the tip of your nose, feel it moving in a still, steady pattern, and let the stillness enter the mind and steady it. From this still, aware place, now we can release the mind from all of its attachments and burdens in all areas that need release. Simply let your burdens go. This is the state we're trying to achieve during our allotted time for meditation. We are letting our awareness merge into the breath at the nose tip, And as we feel the sensations of the breath moving there, we are aware of a still, peaceful, and fully alert mind, heart, and body. Just let this breath be. Let it be as it will. If the breath slows down and becomes long, let it naturally be so. If the mind becomes distracted and the breath becomes short, let it be so. Just let it be natural and observe it and experience the calmness of the mind and breath. Simply let the mind be. If it moves here and there, let it be. Just simply direct the mind back to the breath, realizing that as it rests on the breath, which is now natural and easeful, the mind will become released from distractions and burdens into a more intense and refreshing state of ease and awareness. Simply be detached and let everything go. Do not try to force the mind from its movements within thoughts, impressions, memories, inner sensations, and such like. They will arise during meditation. Just let them be and become detached from them. As these thoughts, memories, and impressions arise in the mind, be calmly aware of all these things in a detached and objective manner. Just let them come and go as they will, but keep your attention centered on the tip of your nose, the breath moving there, and the energy which flows within the breath, which is the presence of the true self within. Just be aware of a quiet joy. For this state of meditation produces peace, awareness, and a supremely quiet joy within the mind. Keep your attention centered on your breath and literally bathe in this quiet joy. If you find yourself getting restless or distracted, just inhale and exhale slowly and deeply a few times. And as you deeply breathe in and out, at the same time feel that subtle energy of the breath is releasing and breathing out all tension. Now, in complete rhythm with the movement of the breath, begin to mentally and softly chant Om. Fit the length of the intonation to the breath, not making the breath conform to the length of the chanting of Om. in a completely relaxed manner, give equal time value to the O sound and the M sound. Mentally, softly, synchronize the breath by gently, in a sense, laying upon it the movement of the mental intonation of Om. As you breathe in, intone one time, Om. And as you exhale, the sound of Om may take longer because the exhalation is longer than intonation. That is all right. Simply as you exhale, mentally let the vibration of the sound of Om course through your entire mind and body. Now notice that the sacred inner mental intonation of Om is producing a divine transformative impact on your mind and body. Simply sit with the breath, the mental intonation of Om, and the divine presence that Om is invoking. Relaxation is the key to successful meditation. Relax, welcome, honor, and adore this presence of the divine, this presence of God, your true self, which is now awakened and vibrant within. Now slowly open your eyes while maintaining awareness of these three key components of meditation. First, an awareness of the breath at the tip of your nose. Secondly, the inner flowing, silent chant of Om. And lastly, the caress of the Divine Presence that you have brought forth into your mind and heart. If you like, say a short prayer, entreating this divine presence to stay with you throughout the day. And if you know someone in need, or simply feel compassion for the world at large, beam and send forth this divine presence you have invoked to those in need and the world at large to uplift, caress, and sanctify all creation. Oh.